Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body in the
trap.
Back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad
Welcome
body in
the
back.
Trap. Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Trap. Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes you be tripping.
Trap. Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the comedy
Welcome
trap house.
Welcome to the comedy trap house.
Comedy trap house.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
I'm in the building.
I got Emmanuel.
Hip hop to niggas and bitches is what Disney is to regular people.
Hip hop to niggas and bitches is what Disney is to regular people. So are niggas and bitches not regular people?
Oh no.
Oh no, they are not regular people. They are in a whole category on their own.
Just let me just break it down. The fantasy of I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna be a Disney princess.
Yep.
I'm gonna be the prince.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That fantasy of just everything's gonna be
yep.
perfect after I get saved or whatever.
Yep.
That's the fantasy. A lot of women have that, right?
Yeah.
For niggas.
Yeah.
Seeing hip hop niggas with all this fancy fucking yep. all the bitches they want.
Yeah.
That's they Disney.
That's they Disney.
That's what mm-hmm. they see. Oh, that's what I could be.
Yeah.
That's what I could do. And yeah. it's fucked everybody up.
No, for
it's
sure.
It's fucked everybody up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about that. I've been watching a lot of Kevin Samuels.
No, but it has.
I like that dude.
It has. It's fucked everybody up. But before we get into that, because I think yep. that has a lot to do with Derrick Jackson, too.
Okay.
So we can speak on that. It's some things that need to be addressed in this household that me and Cam discovered kind of at the same time this morning.
Okay.
So, you know, we get up as usual, 5 a.m. We up and we, you know, get into it, whatever. And so for those of you who are watching, where we're filming right now is our loft and our board with our topics is behind. So we come out to the board and I don't know any other way to say this, but there's a dick drawn on the board.
No, there's not.
It was a full dick
with balls.
Drawn with balls on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, is Seth from Superbad in here? Because why in my loft?
Well, you're missing a key point.
Oh, and at the top of the dick with mm-hmm. balls, it says that way. And the dick was pointed that way.
So here's the thing. Here's what I've come to conclude.
Maybe this is just like the car. You know how the car got flipped around? You just don't know.
Nah.
It's just a sign.
No aliens.
It's either you or Mike.
It's you or Mike.
Let me break it down.
Yeah.
It said that way. So obviously this dick's from Atlanta.
Yeah. This dick is straight from
and
Atlanta.
And I'm assuming it's from Gwinnett County because yeah. Amigos coined that term or made it popular at least.
Did it say that way or did it say that way?
No, it said
way?
That way. So that's why it makes me think because you can't spell. So okay. So that if it was said that way, then that might have went
Might have been me if it said that way.
But obviously it's an Atlanta dick.
Yeah, so it's, no, it's definitely
this
Atlanta dick.
From the South.
Yes.
So that already makes me wonder, is this Mike? Because he's from the South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, was it circumcised or uncircumcised?
It the head looked like an arrow.
Yeah, head like an arrow. The dick, but, the shaft by itself on the board wasn't that bad.
It was a good drawing?
It was a decent drawing. The balls were hairy.
And the balls like, are hairy, okay.
I was like, okay, this is...
That's definitely either me or Mike. Yeah.
It's just the bars were hairy, and I'm just like, why is it say that way? Where is it pointing to? So
I'm mad because it was pointing at my room.
Yeah, that's
so what Dick was pointing at my room. They could have pointed it at your room.
No, it's not about.
So I feel offended and attacked.
I was just trying to figure out.
I feel like they're coming for me.
Right. You feel like that nigga gonna come?
Two B's and a D coming for me.
Two B's and a D. They was trying to put the ball in your court.
No. They need to put the ball that way.
And I was trying to figure out, like, is there something over there? So we want to get down to the bottom of it. Was this you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I pretty much said it because he was in here yesterday. Yeah, that's the first thing I said. Well, Manuel was in here last night. I didn't see him, but I heard him.
I was just so...
But here's the bigger point, okay? This is the bigger point.
No, the bigger point you drew on the board.
Bigger than the dick I drew on the board. I was trying to get y'all attention to acknowledge something.
Okay.
We haven't had a good marker, dry erase marker, in this goddamn house for fucking ever. For a year, this nigga pushing hard as fuck on this one pen. Nobody want to get a dry erase marker. So I got the dry erase marker, and I drew a fucking big dick on there. And I pointed it to the marker.
Yeah.
Not to your room.
Well, it just said that way, and we weren't sure where that way led to.
Yeah, because those sound like, you know, directions.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, this is a nice, like, scavenger hunt.
Because my eyes immediately, when it said that way, I looked across.
Yeah.
And all that ends is my room. I'm like, no. Not that way. But that's the wrong way.
Did y'all take a picture? Anybody?
Yes, I did take a picture.
You post it?
No, I'm gonna
post it.
I should post it. Like what the fuck is going? What? Why is this drawn in our?
But you
household?
Got a bigger point.
Yes.
Than even his point.
I got a bigger point. My main point is that these balls should have been manscaped.
Okay. Now we get somewhere.
These balls that were drawn on this board should have been manscaped. Mm-hmm. And why not? Come to Dormtainment, use code DT to manscape your drawn balls. If you're going to draw balls out here, at least draw them to where they, you know, don't have hair pointing out of them. That's where I was more so disappointed. You got to manscape the drawn balls.
Yeah. Those weren't high value balls.
Yeah. Because you took it as balls. I took it as a light bulb.
Yeah, no. Mm.
That's where the hair is looking when you draw a light bulb.
It did look like a light bulb. But yeah, I took it as hairy balls, and I was like, you know what? These balls need the lawnmower 3.0, and they need to make sure they shave and get down to, you know. But the good thing about the board balls...
Mm-hmm. Board balls
is.
Can we get some more board balls?
But board balls is you don't have to necessarily worry about nicks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
It's gonna be a smooth, just like Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. You ain't got to worry about nicks, and you just get right on in there. So fellas, listen. If you need it's spring is coming. It's gonna get hot. I'm gonna be honest with you. I found one ball hair that had a little gray at the tip. It was like a highlight.
Mm-hmm. I've had one of those.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I'm getting a little gray ball at the tip. So I had to go ahead, you know,
shave that down.
No gray pubes for me.
Huh?
No gray pubes.
That's good. Hold on to your youth.
I used to always ask as a kid. I used to, do y'all pubes get gray?
Yeah, they definitely
get
gray.
No, hold on to your youth.
Hold on to your youth.
So make sure.
Your balls are stressed.
So understand that this podcast today is brought to you by Manscaped. Use code DT. Get your Manscaped. On. And when you draw balls on boards, make sure you go ahead and shave the balls.
The last thing I'll say about the balls is that the balls were really round.
They're very
so
round.
So if he was to flip that 90 degrees and way the head was pointing, it looked like a pea with a stake in it that you could put in the ground.
It looked like it's very specific, but it also looked like a whistle. Like if you flip
that's
it,
a long ass whistle.
That's a long ass
that's
whistle.
A that's a dick whistle.
That's a dissel.
I would never blow that whistle.
That's a dissel. Oh, you drew it.
You drew it. You blow it.
Yeah, don't mean I gotta blow it.
You would think about it.
I'm trying to think of a better joke.
What? I'm just trying to think why you had dick on your mind.
I told you, man. Get y'all attention, man. I knew the only thing the niggas in this part of the house would recognize is a big dick.
You could have just said, "Hey guys, I got a new marker." But I appreciate the
next
new
time.
Marker.
I'm just gonna tell Kels to come over. Hey, stand right here, buddy. When they wake up in the morning, just point your dick that way.
I'm like, Kels,
point it at the driver.
Get your ass out this long. Your naked ass. Man. That's funny. But yes, use code
Manscaped DT. Is kind of like, you know, the dry eraser. For your dry erased balls.
Okay.
Board balls.
Okay, for your board balls. Yeah,
you know
it
what I'm saying? It's like a dryer. You can
oh,
easily
yeah,
just,
it's easier. Go
yeah, you
around
can just
it.
Go around it, shape it, take yeah. it off all the hairs.
That's solid. That's solid yeah. right there. So make sure y'all get your Manscaped. Use code DT. Get that. What happened?
Can't that was funny. A trick.
That nigga. You might as well put this nigga in the Incredibles because that was a reach. I fuck with it. You got to go for it. I fuck with it.
Man, that shit was funny. Oh, my God. So,
I didn't lie about it.
This lady wrote a short little piece post about her McDonald's drive-thru experience.
Okay.
She says, so I was in McDonald's drive-thru this morning, and the lady behind me continuously hooted at me and flipped me off because I was taking too long to order.
Hooted.
Yeah, blow the horn.
Okay, hooted.
Once she ordered, I asked the cashier what her order was, so I paid for her food.
Okay.
I continued to the next window. She leaned out of her window looking all crazy at me because the teller told her I paid for her food.
Yeah.
She felt very embarrassed and avoided through the rearview mirror eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the last window to get my food, I showed the assistant both my receipts and took her food, too. I paid for it. It's mine. Now she has to go around again and wait even longer.
That's amazing.
She gonna learn today.
That's
so, damn. It has so much little suspense in there. It had the argument, then it had the good deed. I'm like, okay, she's trying to teach her, kill her with kindness.
That's
and
good.
Then at the end, she took the food and said she gotta go back around.
That's really good. That's like, I think being petty is fun.
And it's this like, was the line, my bad. So she had to go all the way back around.
Why is all white cars in it?
Yeah, why is it?
They look presidential.
No, it's like all the same car, too. That's not a real picture.
That shit look crazy. But if that story is real, I value pettiness a little bit. Like, I think it takes a certain mindset to be petty, like snatch the take the windshields off of somebody's car. So when it rained,
Hey, what the fuck? You can kill somebody like that.
You can't kill somebody like
Which
that.
Which could be funny.
Which could be funny, depending on how evil they are.
Yeah, but you take the windshield wipers off of Hitler's car, and he go, oh, where am I? Where are we now?
I would just stop.
Yeah, you just gotta stop.
Gotta wait.
Or like put baby oil on all the doorknobs.
Come on, man. You just there for...
He's just gonna be mad. So I like that level of petty. But I thought it was gonna be something with the McDonald's workers, because usually McDonald's workers aren't happy.
Is no, that true? But yeah, I guess
a lot of times. Well, the McDonald's workers when I was younger,
it depends.
They were usually never happy.
It's funny you say that. The last time I went to Miami, I was lazy. I'm gonna go get some Burger King breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up to the Burger King. All I hear. Welcome to Burger King. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. Well, all it seems right. like someone's not having a good day. Yeah, like, can I have this and that? Anything else? I was like, nah, can I just get extra syrup? Next window. I'm like, all right. Yeah, so I pull up to the window. She just put her hand out. She don't say nothing to me.
She just put her hand out.
Put her hand out.
Yeah.
She take the card. She give it back. She go in there. She moving slow.
Yeah.
She don't look happy. She come back, hand the thing. Can I get syrup? She go back, give me the syrup. And I just drive off. Like, no communication, damn. No eye contact, no damn. Nothing. I was like, damn.
She disgruntled.
And then when I, like 2 weeks later, that Burger King was closed down.
Oh, okay.
And well, I was like, they must have been complaining about customer service.
They could have. But I think it's one of those things when you're applying for the job, you depending on your situation, you could just be applying because you're trying to get money, not because you trying to like be a good person.
I think I need to go work. Look, Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I don't know what they do to their people, but yeah, if you want to learn how to be a pimp, you should probably go work at Chick-fil-A for a little while.
Okay.
To keep all your hoes in line.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it seems like they never have a bad day.
No,
any Chick-fil-A employee I've never came across with some attitude of, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Like they robots.
That's what we see on the outside. Inside, they're dying.
But that's fine.
That's fine.
From a customer's perspective, that's fine. Because as long as you keep it inside and not out.
It could be a benefit thing that make them so happy. I don't know what their benefits are. What they
get. You're talking about like 401k and all that stuff like that type of stuff.
It could be free food. It could be any. I don't know. But it also could be, that's just the standard. If you want to work there, you got to be like this. If not, you're going to get fired.
But what about on the days that you don't have, like, because we're human. So on the days that you don't have a good day, do you just have to leave that at home? Like when it comes, when you
possibly,
know,
it depends how much you need the job.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ah, that's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something I'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
Okay.
Yeah. If you really need a job, then you got to leave it at home.
Got you.
If you don't need the job like I didn't in all those high school jobs, you can act the way however you want
to. That's one of the scariest things for an employee not to need where they at.
Yeah, I don't want to hire nobody who don't need it because y'all going to be acting crazy. You're going to be coming in here doing what you want.
That's like old boy in the NFL, the Josh Rosen. Remember hearing about him? Josh Rosen's a quarterback. He got drafted by Arizona, and then after the Dolphins, first year, they traded him to the Dolphins to get Kyler Murray. But the thing about Josh Rosen is he was a good quarterback. Like in college, he had a bunch of like Aaron Rodgers-esque like last minute wins and stuff. He would bomb passes and all this stuff. But they say he comes from a rich family, like a real rich family. Yeah. Like no joke, like they got money.
Gotcha.
And he didn't give a fuck. he was like, I don't need to, he has that attitude of I just don't need to be here if I don't have to.
And it's like you can't even be mad. Like, where's he at?
He in Miami right now. Miami trying to draft, or at least
Tua. They got Tua and they had Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick got traded to us, but they still
had Josh. I was saying he was there, so they still had him as a third string.
I believe so. But they also may be going after a quarterback.
I guess Ryan's ready to retire in his career.
I just
want to punch it.
but if you don't need something, why go there?
Well, look, you want the job because you want to buy something. Like when I was in high school, I was working from all my college wardrobe.
Okay, it's the benefit of having the money.
I don't need it. If you talk to me crazy,
you can survive.
I will quit. I still live at home with my parents at this point. Mm-hmm. Or I can talk back how I want. But when you need it, say I was a single father, a teenage father, a kid.
You got responsibilities.
I got responsibilities. I got to act right.
Yeah.
I need this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's benefits to it. If there's a benefit to it, you probably want to do it. For Josh Rosen, if his parents are billionaires he don't need it, but does he still want all the fame? Does he have fun playing it from time to time? But he just don't have to work hard.
Here's the thing about it. Like, I feel like, man, you get drafted, that's such a privilege because not everyone make it that far. Like, he should want it, but you know, like Johnny Manziel, he didn't want it. And he recently came out apologizing, saying, I didn't respect it.
That comes down to
I had to apologize to them because they probably don't respect me.
That comes down to a gratitude thing. I mean, some people just like, I am me. And they just.
Yeah, you already come into it thinking you're greater than everybody else, then it's not
Wasn't that RG3's problem?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. That nigga's
a guy complex.
He's a psychopath.
I loved him. I loved everything he did in Washington. I want him back.
I want him
y'all
back.
Just keep having the same year y'all had last year. I know that wasn't a joke, but I'm just stating facts.
Yeah. So we're going to move into this topic that went viral last week. At first, I wasn't.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
At first, I was like, I seen somebody post about it, and then I was like, this is interesting, but is it interesting enough for me to want to talk about? But then it just started getting bigger and bigger, and then New York Post, and of course, all the shade rooms and all that. I was like, all right. Then I called one of my homegirls, and we talked about it for like 10 minutes. So I had her break down some stuff to me. And so it's this whole...
Was she super excited to talk about it?
Not really. Because I think she had already talked about it.
Oh, okay.
I think she had already talked about it. Because she has like a blog and stuff like that. So it's this whole Derrick Jackson cheating thing. Okay. So I guess we'll have to start from the beginning for people who don't know.
Wait, did you call her to talk about it? She called you.
I read it, and then I seen she posted, and so I called her and talked about...
Oh, that's what it was. She wasn't excited to talk to him.
Mm.
Okay, go ahead.
That's good. That's good. I ain't got nothing. That's good, solid. I like the way you set it up. It's good.
I got to get creative, because you be seeing it coming.
This nigga gonna call another woman to talk about another man.
That's that nigga that draw a dick on the boy.
I mean, sometimes I draw a little dick. But so Derrick Jackson is this, and if you're watching this, relationship guru, in quotes, guy.
That's a lot of pressure.
He got big from pretty much throwing men under the bus for the past few years.
And throwing women under the bus.
Women under the bus too. But so that was his whole shtick is, cheating men don't get sympathy and opens up.
Oh, so that was his claim to fame about cheating men.
Oh, yeah.
He was throwing men
up. That's the extent of my note, because I didn't watch it.
Isn't that the worst type of human being?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the two things on that whole situation. I just knew it was about him. He cheated. Because that was in the title. Then I watched T. Pendle's parody.
Okay,
I didn't even watch the original. I just watched the parody.
T. Pendle. Yeah, I didn't watch the. I watched some of the original, but he was like basically, and he always doing videos in his car. Big buff nigga in his car doing videos saying.
I heard he's only 5'7". Is that true?
He could be. But he was like, ladies, you know, is this the type of man you want? And ladies, and da da da, you know, pandering to women who think that this is how men are supposed to be,
which is a lot of women.
It was a lot of women.
It's sad.
So
sucks.
Boom, it comes out he cheated. Granted, the minor details, I don't know if him and his wife was on a break, whatever, that doesn't matter. But the fact is, he cheated. And I guess the girl he cheated with came out on another podcast. That's how it started circulating. Cool.
Oh, so she exposed him.
Yeah, she talked about it.
So was she extorting him or something?
I don't even know if it was. I'm not sure. So that happened first. Then he does this weird apology video with his wife there, holding her hand.
She didn't have anything to do.
She had nothing to do with.
You know what I'm saying? With his faults.
Yes.
And he brought her in. And nobody's seen her before, right?
Yeah.
That's what I keep hearing.
Nobody's
like, he's never showed her.
The wild thing about this whole situation is.
She had a helmet of salvation on.
Yeah.
I've seen that joke going around.
The wild thing about it is, I didn't know he was married. Like, that's how. It was so distant. So that was, I was like, I didn't even know the man was married.
I didn't even hear this guy. Yeah. That was my first time ever seeing him.
I hate his videos. Like, I've seen him pop up, and I, because I hate
him. He's just a simp ass. He's just a simp.
Just so simp. And it's just like, my nigga.
And the women that fall for the shit, man, y'all are.
But
just,
so.
It's hard.
So, boom, he has his wife in this video, and then now she's getting all type of memes and stuff. Like, she didn't have to be in that video. Like, it's just so.
I mean, I feel like, because he never announced he was in a relationship, because I feel like that's why it went big, because they knew he was in a relationship and he cheated, right?
But I think it wasn't as like prominent, because some people was like, ain't you married, like, kind of in that situation. I heard, you know. So I think he wears a ring, right?
I think so. Like I say, I've seen his videos a couple times, but so here's now we can just break it down. It's just a hypocrisy. That's all it is. That's what I don't think. Niggas ain't even mad that you cheating. That's you did that. That's dishonest, disloyal. That's what you choose to do. You out here capping big cap for years and telling men like men who cheat don't get sympathy. So now you got to take it all. Like, it all has to come to you now. You got to eat every bit of it. But.
And then he put out another video after his apology video with his wife, critiquing his video in the third person.
Yeah, in the third person.
In the third person.
Wait, is that a thing he does, critique videos?
No.
Maybe he does.
He critiques when men are doing things or women are doing things. He critiques those videos like, do y'all see this? Is this the type of relationship you want? But he hasn't. I don't think he critiqued the video of himself speaking in third person, which was
wild. Was it supposed to be a joke?
No,
he's trying to really. He's talking about. See, Derek Jackson brought his wife into this, and yeah, it might not have been a good idea, but if people really look at it, you can see he's really a good guy. Like, he's a narcissistic, crazy motherfucker, man. Like, it's the wildest shit.
But the thing here's where the bad part comes down.
He had to turn his comments off.
I heard his followers went up though.
Of course.
He's in the New York Times.
But you're always going to have people who are going to continue to follow the nonsense.
No, I think it's going to grow. Like, it's going to grow more, because this is the most pub he's at. People going to forget about this shit about 2 weeks from now. 2-3 weeks from now.
Yeah, drop a book or something?
Yeah, they can forget about it, but is his work, does his clout mean it? Like, does he, you know?
How can he talk about that subject anymore?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he can't.
Or anything bad about men.
He just got to flip it. He's just like, This is my new book called Redemption.
But I think what it boils down to, and I think this is the bigger topic, like, a lot of these guys, simp ass, stuff. Oh, because sip ass niggas. These sands.
That's some sands, man.
Some sands, man.
Not the font.
It boils down to them. That's a great art joke. It boils down to these type of guys putting unrealistic expectations in women's heads. That's what it boils down to. In order to get a man, he's going to be doing A, B, C, D.
So you're tired of these typography ass niggas.
Yeah, and then that when that doesn't happen, they like, well, Derrick Jackson said this is what a man's supposed to be. Women, you're never going to understand fully a man. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. Just like we aren't going to fully understand you guys.
Well, they can understand. Like, I disagree with that to a certain extent.
Yeah,
because I just feel like,
okay, maybe understand is the word, but you're not going to fully.
They need to not come into. I don't know. It's about having a realistic view, and yes, not coming into. You got to understand yourself.
Yes.
And understand. Women have to understand themselves. Yes. Men have to understand themselves.
Absolutely.
As well. But I'm talking about women currently. So you have to understand yourself, and you got to know what you need and you want. You
yes.
can't be, you know what I'm saying? And like, they have these expectations of what a man's supposed to be. They don't know. And they haven't talked to no man about what do you really yeah. want? What do you, yeah. what do you look for? What do you need? It's just about.
I would say, don't try to understand all men. Just try to understand your man.
There you go.
Yes,
but that all men have certain needs that.
But
they
that's
want
why I say understand, because
everyone's
even
different.
Even men, we're still trying to grasp the understanding of how our, you know, emotions or how our, you know, sex drive is. Like, we still trying to understand. So I don't know if understand is the word I'm looking for, but
it is though. But I mean, just because you're pursuing it doesn't mean that you're headed to an ultimate place of understanding.
Gotcha.
You're trying
to understand.
As much you try to understand
so
yourself,
yeah, ladies, get try to you
understand
know.
Yourself and then try to look understand the differences between you and your man or men in general, honestly,
yeah.
because we're not women.
It's funny.
We're not.
Not only does that hurt him,
yes,
but it kind of hurts all gurus in all fields, because especially like internet gurus, because it keeps happening. Like he got caught. B. Simone got called out for something.
Yeah.
I remember what's that couple that do the taxes? People been saying they've been scamming people. Don't know if it's true. The other guy who do real estate, they say he be scamming people. So it's like these gurus come out and then like mess it up for people to actually trust someone who's genuine with the information they're giving out.
And so, I guess his was so bad because his was so bad because he capitalized off of what people want most, which is love. He capitalized off that. He probably started to do a video. It went viral. And he was like, okay, that's what I got.
Not only is he capitalizing it, he's kind of ruining people's relationships.
For sure.
People with that expectation, you know, the women he's talking to that have these, that carry them into relationships, you end up ruining it all to build yourself up.
Yeah.
So you might as well be a thief, because you're taking people's mind, state of mind, and unfortunately, they play also, of course, if they're not researching, but, you know, it's fucked up. To the highest degree.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask y'all this. What was his overall message? Cause I have never seen this guy before.
I don't know
before.
For sure.
What was his overall thing he was preaching? Because y'all saying he's ruining
love. That's the thing.
I think
he was always just preaching holier than thou. He was preaching about a man.
A Christian. Like,
no. Like, when I say preach, I mean talk, just talking. Mm. He's speaking about a man that doesn't exist.
Like what? Like, give me an example. Like, what would he
he's
be
saying? He's
basically
saying a real man doesn't cheat.
Doesn't
a real
cheat.
Man doesn't
doesn't
you know,
do like,
just, and he doesn't hold no sympathy for those people that fall prey to cheating.
Like, basically,
like,
real man don't have
shit.
No flaw, because that man, like, don't make mistakes, because that's how
if he wants you, he should only want you. That and, type of thing. There's no other eyes
if he,
for
yeah,
any
if he
other,
desires anything else, and nah, nah, and it's just he was just,
like, it you want a man to keep it real with you.
Yeah, you want a man to
you
keep it real
with you. You want a man to keep it real with you.
Yeah.
Not all this fluffy bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's nice to be. I'm a loving man to my girl. Mm-hmm. I want to see her pleased and happy.
You draw dicks on her board too?
Simple
I just pull
dude.
Out the real one, and she's happy.
Call you
she
amen.
Probably rather had the draw.
You know what?
Back to the drawing board.
But you know, I just you just gotta, you know, I don't know what you gotta do, but I do know what people do have to look into is just researching more and talking to real people, talking to a man and asking for. Don't come in. A lot of women do this where they come in with an expectation while talking to a man. You ain't the type that likes to mess with hoes.
Yes, I am.
Like the framing of that question, and there's a lot of things. Like, but you got to open your mind to actually what they want, what we want. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting hot as fuck.
And that's it, man. And it goes down. It goes back to like even the book, The Ways of Superior Man. Like even in the book, is a whole chapter on like as a man. You're going to always desire women. Like, it's like that's just a part of nature. Mm-hmm. Now, you acting on it, that's a choice of self-control. That's that's a choice of self-control.
Because like, if you just see a woman on the street, see a woman online, you're like, damn. Like, but acting is a whole different thing.
We're in a whole nother, we're in a realm of sex.
Right.
Everywhere. Right. Literally, it's just butt everywhere. Is men with their shirt off everywhere, is women with their shirt off everywhere, TV, movies. So it's like, we're surrounded
Twitter
by
Twitter is Pornhub.
Twitter is Pornhub.
Everybody got an OnlyFans link.
So after if you're just starting as men, you know, sometimes 30 is like the turning point. If you're just starting to work on yourself at that point, you can't just shut that shit off. Like that shit, and it's and self control. I'm gonna tell you guys now, ladies and men, self control is a lifelong thing that you're gonna be working on because that's just we human. Like I think that's just something that we're always gonna work on. But he just the way Derrick Jackson was framing it as if like, oh, your man shouldn't make these type of mistakes. If he does, leave him immediately. And he like, and that's what made it bad for him.
So all them niggas, even Steve Harvey, same shit.
Steve Harvey, you know what I'm shit.
All that the weight, like trying to give you rules and trying to all these weird shit. Like,
yeah,
it's weird. They capitalizing off you. So your feelings.
What have the women that was following him said now that he came out and he cheated? What have they?
You know, a lot of them was like, you know, I kind of knew he was like fraud because I seen this and that, and some of them was like, we can't. Immediately, the ones you can know that really followed him, the first thing they were saying is like, there goes men again, and da da da. I guess we can't trust nobody. And it's like, no, you just can't trust hypocritical ass liars, niggas like this. That's what you can't trust. He should have been like, listen, I'm a man. I may make mistakes in the past, but this is what I would hope young men can do. If he frame it like that, it's like, all right, well, he's a man. He know, but he just framing it as no sympathy, da da da. And it's just like, very like, point the finger, and now the finger's pointed back at him, so now he's just gonna have to deal with it.
Get it for a while. He probably gonna have to lay low. Bro,
seems like he's benefiting a bunch of publicity, more followers.
No, but yeah, more that. But I don't even. I don't know where he goes.
Overall, yeah, I don't know where he goes from here.
I'm not sure where.
I heard one girl call into something. I think this was on Abba and Preach's channel, but they posted. Well, one girl was on a radio show or asking some other girl like that in his videos. He usually does it in his car, I guess, in the background. This chick was like, that place with the pillars on it, white pillars, that's my place. He just left my place and did that video talking about men ain't shit outside of my place. That's some crazy shit. That is some wild, like.
I just hated the way I hated the way his muscles fit into the video.
But
I
let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this.
So, obviously, that girl who said that knew about his videos.
I guess so, yeah.
And knew what he talked about. Why would she agree to be being with, she know he married, cheat.
She not honest with herself. There's people. Yeah, it's some ancient ass women.
Yeah, but I'm
out
just saying
too.
Based on that interview, was she like just pointing all blame to him and then said any?
No, I didn't watch the full interview. She could. I mean, I'm not sure how she framed it, but
because why? If you know.
Well, maybe she didn't. I mean, like you said, she kept. If he kept his wife on the low for the most part, maybe there was a lot of people that didn't know.
Possibly, because you know niggas. Though,
this ain't the one that exposed them. Because you said it was a radio. That
yeah, I don't think what he was talking about was a different one.
Yeah, it was a different one.
That was a different one.
But the that's the thing I was saying at the beginning with the Disney comparison to hip hop and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like all, and it's more than that. It's a lot of these couples online. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these women, a lot of women watch these couples online and have these imaginative ideas. Goals. Yeah, these relationship goals
then
and
Quavo
all this
and them
bullshit.
Break up, now they ain't goals.
Exactly. And like they put their feelings into these other people's ideas when a lot of them are not real. It's not even real.
Yeah.
I like Oh my God.
I think what they need to know, celebrities are people too. So just because they're celebrities don't mean they ain't going to break up. They ain't going to split. They ain't going to cheat.
And celebrities, I mean, I don't give it, it's not the main excuse, but it's just like temptation is everywhere for a celebrity. For anybody in a higher position with money, and I mean, temptation is everywhere for everybody, but for them, it's on a whole nother level. That's why I said self-control is a lifelong journey, because you can... you can take 100 shots and maybe you only make one. You know, you can, or you can miss 100 shots and might make one, but you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you don't, you try. Like, I remember this, I seen this one guy under a post that was, I can't remember, it was on Facebook or something. He was like, look, he was like, fellas, I've been with my wife. He was like, I think it was 12 or 13 years. He said, I've cheated. He said, when I got with my wife, my intention wasn't, I'm going to get with this woman, I'm going to cheat. He was like, I stopped working on myself. I stopped doing what I had to do as a man, and it led to me being unhappy, which led to me lusting after other women and not my wife, and I ended up cheating. He said, but I'm honest. He was like, yeah, we separated for a while and it was tough. He was like, but we are back together. He was like, so that's just, it's, I mean, it's life. I mean, it's life. You don't go into it thinking, yeah, you know what, I want to be with you because I'm a cheat. Like, you're not thinking that. It's just one of those things that, as a man, you know, we got to keep, we battle with it, and we just, I mean, I'm not going to say women don't battle with cheating, but ours is a little bit more.
It's different. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. But ours is a little bit more on the lust, body, physical factor, and women's can tend to be a little bit more emotional. Not saying that some women can't do it just for the physical, but if we're looking at, I'm talking about majority. Yeah, a lot majority.
Of times, man, it's all lust. There's no feelings attached to it.
Yeah, I'm talking about majority.
Oh, that's a fat ass?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah,
but you know, like but even it's not even celebrities though. It's just online couples.
It's, yeah,
like
it's,
when,
yeah.
Anytime they keep, even our society just keep posting pictures. We're happy together.
Yeah.
We happy together. Look at us. I'm complete. Obviously, y'all know I don't. You know, I don't promote any of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, now my girl, we do a show together, mm-hmm, that we were doing, mm-hmm, for a little bit.
But y'all not out there doing all types.
No,
of
I'm not trying to document your whole life. Why would I want to throw it in people's faces?
That's the thing.
Look at me, I'm happy.
But you're just
why would I want
to
do that?
You're inviting people in to start.
I don't know.
I don't
even
care about that. They can judge whatever the fuck. Yeah. But I'm just saying, why, from my perspective, do I want? It's that idea of, oh, I want to share my love with the world. You know what I'm saying? I want to share love with the whole world. But when you be realistic, do you know how well do you know that person?
And it's funny. When people do these anniversary posts and stuff like that about, you know, how much they love their woman and stuff like that. Are they saying that to them too, or is it just for, you know what I'm saying, or is it just for the internet?
Cause see, that's always been my battle, like, and I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You do what you want to do, but it's like, I don't make a lot of birthday posts or like Happy Mother's Day posts, mm-hmm, and all that, because one, my mom ain't on social media,
mm-hmm,
and I'll just call her.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm posting it on social media, who is that for?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ken.
No, mm-hmm, but I'm just saying, if your person is on social media, that could be different.
Yeah, it is, but different. Yeah, but I'm just saying,
if I post my
most
mom,
of the time,
who am I doing that for? Mm-hmm. Like, one day, I just thought about that. Mm-hmm. Like, who am I doing this for if she's not even on social media to see this?
Yeah.
That's a lot of things.
Like, it was weird to me. But, like, even with birthday posts, like, I'm just going to call you.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta post it there.
Yeah, some people get mad if you don't.
And
post,
see, I don't like
them.
That.
Yeah,
don't,
that's whack.
Don't let it, like, social media ruin a relationship.
Yeah. A real relationship.
Especially when I'm trying
to
call you.
Yeah, because if I didn't have social media, it wouldn't even be an issue.
It
so
wouldn't be an issue.
It should stay like that.
Yeah.
Like, who are you doing this for if you're getting mad at me for not posting you?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, that's true. Because I wonder when people do those long anniversary posts or like love my baby posts. Like, are you telling her that, or is
and,
this?
And
just
see, if she's on, I have no issue with. Because this is our, this is the world we live in.
Yeah, yeah.
People express everything.
Yeah.
So I don't want, you know, I don't have a problem. But for me, I just started thinking about it, especially when they not on social media.
No, like, I don't have a problem with it. I just wonder if they are having that same energy in real life with them. Like, are you telling them that?
Because half of them break up, man. Like, I just feel like if you put an energy into showing off your relationship, that's the more energy you take away from actually building your relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all you're doing that shit for everybody else.
Yeah.
You taking away time from getting to know your mans, from your man getting to know you.
But I think it's only when it's like, only when it's excessive. Like, if you want to post a post, like,
once
yeah.
in a while, once in a, but, you know, sure.
But I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that.
Think about a lot of people be posting just constant and not getting to know each other, not taking the time to, like, who are you really as a person? I want to really get to know you, and I want you to know what I expect. Mm-hmm. I have my expectation. Mm-hmm. You have your expectations. Okay, guess what? I can't meet two of those expectations. I can hit the other four.
So what you gonna do?
Two. Yeah, I can't hit. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you can. You don't hit two expectations for me. Yeah, can we work it out? Yeah, can we be yin and yang, or are we just gonna clash?
Like, do you?
I'm saying, if the longer we yin and yang, the more comfortable a man feels with being with you. Or, vice
I don't think it's wrong or right. I just want you to know what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
Like I posted. Yeah, I remember what was this? Last year I posted my parents. Hello, I appreciate them.
Yeah, that, but
I just wanted.
Yeah, that's different.
But I know you're not doing that for the grand necessarily.
You're not doing it for somebody to be like, oh man, Cam, your parents.
Doing it. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Just know what you're doing it for. Yeah. That's all I'm asking. Don't just do it just for the likes, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it because you just want to express
everything
it.
Everything just doesn't have to be shared with the world. It doesn't need to be. Yeah. All your relationships don't need to be shared. Yeah. Everything.
But I can't be mad.
And then you're looking at the comments all day, and then you're waiting to get a certain amount of likes. All that bullshit. Just like, leave it alone.
I agree, but I can't be mad at the new generation. That's all they know. You know what I'm saying? That's normal to them.
Well, then it's our generation's idea to have podcasts like this to tell them that shit's stupid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have.
But I can't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the world they grown up in. So it's only gonna get worse.
Yeah, but I can only reflect the world. I can give perspective, at least from our how we grew up, because we are the last generation that grew up without this bullshit, right?
Yes.
Everybody else after us has just they're just born into it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of our duty as young men still to offer our peace. Yo, this is how, like, we seen the even our elders, you know what I'm saying? The people that are 50 right now, they know. And honestly, when we look at the difference, this is why our generation is so important, right? Because when we look back from now, we're going to see the true what was beneficial.
For sure.
Was it beneficial how before the fucking Matrix happened or after? And we're going to see there are going to be some benefits.
Well, if you're talking about
negative.
The movie, it was good benefit.
Yeah, the movie.
Changed the movie was good.
Yeah. But the actual Matrix. Oh, okay. Talking about Facebook, man. Instagram. But yeah, we have a certain level of responsibility in a way just to tell people, yo, cut it with that shit. Yeah. Like, relax. Not this shit.
I think,
ain't
like
important
Cam said,
as a human connection.
I think that's what it boils down to. It's not. It's only stupid if you're doing it for stupid reasons. I think that's what it's.
But people don't know what stupid reasons are.
Okay,
they don't
okay.
know what that is.
But they okay. You saying they don't know. They're not conscious enough to be like.
It's a. What this am is I a waste of time
for?
Right now.
Yeah.
I could be getting to know my man better.
Gotcha.
Instead of posting all these pics, I could be getting to. He could be getting to know me better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just a level of awareness. I mean,
it's too much. Yeah. It's too much. You don't need to promote your fucking relationship.
So, what about Chet?
I know so many people are going to hate me right now.
More than Derrick Jackson.
Yeah, not more than Derrick
Jackson. Yeah, as long as Derrick Jackson out there, I'm good. as long as he out there, I'm good.
Bring your dumb ass muscles on this podcast.
I'm not going to lie, man. That's one thing I promised my girl. I'm not going to. I've seen. I ain't gonna say this yet, but I'll just say, for me, I'm not gonna bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If me and my relationship sex, I'm not feeling fulfilled sexually, I'm gonna come to her straight up.
Absolutely.
And be like, listen, let's make some options here.
And just like,
because I
should.
Still want to be with you.
Yes.
And I don't know, but I'm gonna keep it real with you. I ain't no
I agree
lying
with that
150%. And all this shit about.
No,
we gonna keep it real, and can we make this work? And we can't.
Yeah.
And if, let's say, you know, I'm not fulfilling something, I'm getting a gut.
Yeah.
And can I work out? Or am I not in the right mental space? Mm-hmm. If she going to want to just, you know, be like, yo, if you're not, we have to work that out.
Yeah,
we got to figure
it
out. So I'm just all for just keeping it real.
And
she
honestly,
want nut if you got a gut.
And honestly, Derrick Jackson, hopefully he gets like help. Because that's what he low key needs.
Yeah,
he needs a little bit.
I mean, I guess that's very mature of you to say.
Sure, he low key needs.
Yeah, change his name to Deshaun and disappear for a little bit.
I don't know what to mean. Deshaun's might be going through it right
Deshaun
now, too.
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Jackson.
What happened to him?
Nothing.
No, he's just saying Deshaun.
Oh,
Deshaun.
Real quick. Oh, to Deshaun. I got you.
But Chet is what you
wanted. Yeah, Chet Hanks. You heard what he did?
No.
Okay, he somebody wrote a comment under his newest video saying, there go Chet talking again.
There go Chet talking again.
There go Chet talking again. Yeah. But he basically, what'd you say?
He was speaking patois again. You talking about not Chet Hanks?
He wasn't doing patois, but he came out and said in a video that I'm just feeling like, you know, he was doing some, you know, right now I'm just feeling like, how do you do white face with Chet Hanks? I'm just feeling like right now that honestly, it's going to be a white boy summer. It's going to be a white boy summer. And I ain't talking MAGA all that. I'm talking me, Jack Harlow. I'm talking. He started naming all these white.
Okay.
White black boys.
Okay.
Wannabe
Tyler Hero.
Okay. All these niggas. Yeah, he's like, it's going to be a white boy summer. White boy summer. Niggas went in on it. They ate his ass up for that.
Now,
how do you feel?
Now, I'm not
gonna lie. I don't even know what they was eating him up about.
Well, if you just hear that, what context do you feel?
I'm laughing. I feel nothing.
Yeah, because you said a white boy summer, and immediately he said, not MAGA, I'm talking about Jack Harlow. And I'm laughing.
Right.
Like, what does that mean? That just looks sound funny.
I'm not mad at it at all. It's hot girl summer. What we had we had the fuck boy walk when we did that.
Fuck boy.
Amber had the, you know, she got the slut walk. Mm. People gonna have their walks. He got his white boy walk.
But that gets a little. That gets a little.
What were they upset about?
Gets
what were they saying?
You know, I, a little bit.
What were they saying?
Yeah, what were they saying?
Based on what you just said.
Yeah, what you just said.
Maybe I should put.
Yeah, based on what you said, I'm gonna be honest with you. That made me feel nothing but a little giggle.
I just know one person said, "Yeah, I went to college with Chet Hanks, and yeah, he's really like that."
If he really like, I mean,
he's just really like that when he talks.
And like, but I feel like a lot of people like that. I feel like Jack Harlow's like that. He grew up.
It's just you know, you got to think about timing and just you know, just be aware of the world, maybe what's going on.
Okay.
Just be more conscious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he had evil intentions. I don't think anybody really thought like, what the fuck does that mean?
Read the room.
Are you gonna be taking black women this summer? Is that what you mean? Because white boy summer, what would that mean? Like, y'all getting with white girls?
Like,
doesn't that happen awesome?
When he say that, I'm like, okay. But then he say Jack Harlow, and I'm like, all right, this is just funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a joke, right? That's how I kind of think, to be honest with you. But, you know.
But you know the internet.
Fuck,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go live your white boy life. I don't give a fuck.
Man,
ain't gonna affect me.
I'd hang out with a Hanks.
But I'll tell you what people are giving a fuck about is this new little Nas X music video, Montero. All
right.
I saw.
So I didn't see the video. I seen the shoes.
Okay.
We gotta go through the video to get to the shoes.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So basically, it's called Montero, and I just kept seeing it. People were just talking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, let me watch this for the podcast. So it's a big music video. A lot of landscapes, a lot of 3D, and he's like at the, you know, the Adam and Eve, you know, with the tree, and then you see the snake, and they kiss him, and then I guess he dies, and he's going to heaven. But then in the middle of him going to heaven, a stripper pole flies up. He grabs it. Now he's going down to hell, and he got braids, and he got on this briefs, and then he gets to hell. He walks in. He starts giving Satan a lap dance, and he eventually kills Satan and put the horns on him. And that's the video. And people, you know, Christians and a lot of people were going crazy about it. But from my understanding, people said he did this because they was already telling him to go to hell. So he did it in his music video. And I can't be mad at that. They telling you all day, go to hell because you gay and this and that. So he actually do it in the music video. Okay. And you still got an issue with it. And then I guess they capitalized on it and came out. This is the only issue I have.
Yes.
And not against what he want to do, but I couldn't buy it.
Yeah,
he came out with some Nike Air Max collab. I think the shoes are called Satan's.
Gotcha.
I ain't wearing nothing that's called Satan's.
Yeah.
Nike
that's
Satan's?
Just me. But yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I don't see an issue with him making a music video like that, especially after they keep telling you to go to hell. So he did it as an artist? So he did it, and he said, call me your name. So it almost seemed like he's telling them, call me daddy. To all the haters and all the naysayers and all that.
Okay.
And a lot of time, you know, Christians do be hypocritical.
No,
like Derek Jackson.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
So
for sure.
You know, I have no issue with him expressing his art the way he want. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it.
I didn't watch it. I saw a clip, but I think he's one of the greatest trolls. He's starting to be one of the greatest trolls.
Yeah, yeah, because he knows what he's doing. He knows that people are easily influenced, and
he knows how to market.
Yeah. Look, I think he is a troll, but I also think this is just him, like, expressing this how he fights back.
Yeah.
Expressing his art.
Yeah, yeah.
This is you want to tell me that? You think we gonna go there? So let me play into it. Let me boom.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a troll. I mean, that's a smart marketing troll.
It is very smart. You know what I'm
saying? Like, he knows how to get people attention.
It's like when everyone was doing the Illuminati thing.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel any type of way. I just heard he was like wilding, so I was like, I don't know what's going on. But then I seen the shoes. Only reason I wouldn't wear the shoes is one, because I ain't really like them when I seen the shoes. But two, just I'm an energy person, so I just wouldn't want that energy on my feet.
And I ain't wearing nothing that say Satan.
Yeah, that's my only thing.
With
I'm like
Satan.
Yeah. Like, you know,
you think that's a Southern thing?
No,
being scared of demons and all this and devil and church very, and all that.
It could be a Caribbean and a Southern thing, but I just don't like playing with.
I believe in energy.
Right. I believe in evil and good, and I'm not playing with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not even going to invite
that comes from your Southern upbringing.
Could be.
It could be.
But I think it's more of a spiritual thing.
I'm just a firm believer.
I get black thing too.
I think it's a spiritual.
Because even my household,
for me, I think it's a spiritual thing. Like, I don't like playing with none of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in God. I don't really want to be.
Like, if I believe in God, why am I rocking Satan's?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm out here. If someone came out with God sandals, I'm gonna get those.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying I'm definitely not rocking nothing.
Jesus sandals.
I'm not doing it.
You ain't rocking the gay demons 12s.
The gay demons 12.
You ain't rocking the gay demon 12s.
I can rock a gay man's shoes, but I'm not rocking gay man that shoes called demons.
That's true. Yeah. That's it's a bit much for me. I can't really.
I'd rather wear the that way dicks that you drew on the board.
Maybe I can hook up with Dickies. And we can do something.
That way, Dickies.
That's the name of the podcast.
That way, Dickies.
And every color. Oh yeah, Dickie suit.
Purple, orange, red.
Did Dickie come out with some shoes to match like the like it's like different colors for jumpsuits? Yeah. Bring that back. I'll be all right.
Yeah, the that way, Dickies.
Hey man,
I seen the recent ones they came out with. Them shoes ain't bad.
Dressed like a garbage man. That might be fire.
Garbage man with style.
Yeah.
So, in my past, I've always capped for this cereal. And today, let me rewind. So, growing up, I was a Captain Crunch type of nigga.
Okay.
Fruity Pebble, Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Those four.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch for me, dog.
So, as I got older, I would stand on a hill for Cinnamon Toast Crunch and tell people it's the best cereal hands down next to Captain Crunch for me. It would be those two.
That's where I stand with you right there.
I don't care where you stand. So,
wouldn't have enough space for him as a child on that hill. Because we all know why.
But so now I'm reading this article, and the article says The Curious Case of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Box. And apparently on Monday morning, this guy Jensen Karp, he ate a bowl of his favorite Cinnamon Sugar Stripe cereal. As he began filling a second bowl, something plopped out of the box. He said he picked it up and he was like, this is clearly a shrimp tail.
Oh, I heard about this.
He looked in the bag and saw what appeared to be another tail. Both were encrusted with sugar. He said, I get really grossed out and I'm medicated for OCD, so this is a total nightmare for me. Mr. Karp, a 41-year-old comedian and writer in Los Angeles, took a picture of the contents and sent it to his wife.
Comedian and writer? That sounds very sketchy.
That's what I said. Took a picture of the contents and sent it to his wife, who played... Oh, wow. Danielle Fisher Karp, who played Topanga on Boy Meets World.
That is so random.
So random. Then he sent a submission.
Guess the joke's on you.
Then he sent a form submission to General Mills, which began selling Cinnamon Toast Crunch in 1984. Document what he found. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch reached out and said, He said that they were being very nice. He said after further investigation with our team that closely examined the image, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't thoroughly blended. That's the statement from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, so it's a sugar tail, not a shrimp tail.
Oh, no. This is a shrimp tail. They said, we assure you that there's no possibility of a cross-contamination with shrimp. That didn't sell with Mr. Carper. He responded with frustration. And this is what he responded with. That's a shrimp tail.
Yeah, that's a shrimp tail. I eat enough shrimp.
Yeah, that's not encrusted sugar.
Like, nothing. I see the sugar on it, but... Under that sugar, that's a shrimp tail. It's orange.
And that's a shrimp tail. And I was like, all right. So they tried to come back and say it's just some sugar. So the funny part about this, I just imagine their PR team when they sent it, and they in there. All right, well, tell me what to tell them. I don't know. Tell them it's some sugar that balled up and it looks.
But did they actually get down to how shrimp could end up in the cereal?
And I didn't see nothing yet.
Why would Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
These are two.
Why would they do that after further investigation with our team that closely examined the image? Like that. What team is? Oh, we got a team of researchers over here at Cinnamon Toast Crunch that can figure this out.
To make sure ain't no shrimp tails.
Yeah, ain't no shrimp tails. And we can affirm you.
I'll tell you what, that ain't never happened when I was eating Captain Crunch.
I mean, hey, you know.
Captain ain't gonna have that.
You ever found anything strange in a cereal?
In any cereal? I don't think.
The only thing I found strange in there was my hand digging in there.
I'm trying to just imagine you going in there. Hey, what's that doing in there? Oh,
that's my hand.
Sugar hand. Go to the fingers.
But even growing up, I've never seen anything. I mean, unless a toy in the box, that's about it. But shrimp, those are two different. Like one is seafood.
Yeah, why is that in the same factory? Only thing that makes sense: a worker was eating lunch while packing, and he got some shrimp tails in there. That's the only thing, unless they treating shrimp. At the same factory they're making the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If not, someone was eating and fucked up.
Damn, but
that's why they say don't eat.
Imagine one of the security guards was just fucking up some shrimp
and then tossing it.
Just tossing the
like
shit.
Fucking.
That's just landing in the fucking.
And then I guess he was seeing these on this particular box. You
what
know how like look like this look like shrimp shit. It looked like
shrimp. Oh, they didn't divine.
It looked like shrimp shit. Oh, I don't know.
That looked like cinnamon.
That looked like rat shit. No, that looked like pellets.
Like a little pellet. I don't know what
did they say in further review investigation.
I don't think they did, but I was like, this factory got to close down. It's a lot going on. So
where's that at? Where's the factory?
Somebody said I had to take this for you. Cinnamon Toast Crunch with real shrimp. They made a. they said this is not General Mills' first shrimp rodeo. In 2011, the company sued a Michigan blueberry packer after a shipment, which was intended for future use in blueberry scones, was found to be contaminated with pieces of shrimp. So they just had.
So they use the same factories for fish
shrimp?
Or something?
No, they need to fire their security guards as eating shrimp. Pescatarian security guards eating shrimp on the job,
just tossing their shrimp shells everywhere.
He said, I'm a comedy writer, but here, honestly, there's no joke. To take down my favorite cereal brand, I don't even know what's a funny joke. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's the only cereal I eat. I own the Kyrie Irving Cinnamon Toast Crunch Nike. Duh. That's funny. He said, I just want you to fix it, you know, for other people.
So
the people, I guess, with shellfish allergies or something like that, he was like, but so yeah, man, that's my favorite cereal. But
shrimp.
I mean, then again, I haven't had.
But you like shrimp
yet.
Too, so that should be no issue for you.
No, that's
some
definitely
cinnamon,
an issue.
Some cinnamon shrimp.
Yeah, why is that issue? Like that. You like both?
I don't want them together.
Well, I mean, if you eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the morning and have shrimp for lunch, it's all in your system. So might as well just combine it.
I mean, no.
All right.
Let me ask you this: if you go to eat some cereal,
yeah.
And you pour the cereal, you pour your milk mm-hmm. in, you go to sit down, mm-hmm. and you see a pubic looking hair in your cereal. Now,
okay,
what's going through your mind? Because did that come out of your beard?
Yeah, I'm thinking about my beard first.
Did it? Now, could it have been possibly hair that was already in the box?
I'm thinking about my beard first, but I'm going to question a lot. Because I don't know where.
Okay, let's be a little more direct now.
Okay,
You open a box up, you pour the cereal,
yeah,
and one hair comes out. Do you throw away the whole box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to go.
Because yeah. You don't know what type of hair
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's got to go.
Yeah.
And hairs hold a lot of germs. So.
Yeah. I don't know if they drawing dicks on boards and it just gets inside.
No, that's fine with me. They can draw all dick they want. Just don't have hair in my cereal.
But have you ever dropped something on the floor and did the 2-second rule?
Yes.
Yes. But it depends where I'm at.
Yes.
If I'm at my house, yes. Not anyone else's house, because I don't know how clean it is.
That's some nasty ass niggas.
You done. I know you done ate some.
Of course.
I guess last thing
nigga did that yesterday.
Last thing I want to talk about.
I dropped it right on the board where the dick was.
Let me get that little bit of that dick.
I tell you what, if I ever see a Cinnamon Toast Crunch box in here, when I eat some shrimp, I'm gonna put my shells in there.
That'll be hilarious. We should fill up a bag.
That nigga Chaz. Now I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but Chaz was on another.
That was a different nigga.
He was on another level when it came to
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I've never met anybody that would pour milk in a bowl first. Fill up the bowl of milk and take the whole box
to the room,
to his room with him, and just pour the cinnamon
until the milk is gone.
But
his theory was what?
No, I get it. I understand it. But that's some wild shit.
Yeah, it was wild to me when I first seen it. It was
until he explains it. Then I'm like, oh.
But that's wild. Like, I remember y'all niggas wild out when y'all saw me. So I have this technique I do whenever like I'm in a rush or we sitting down to eat and need to be like not messy. Especially when you have fries, well, I open up a packet of ketchup and I put it on an individual fry and eat it like that. Now that might sound insane, but that's not more insane than that. That's not more insane than taking it to your room.
It's not, yeah, it's both
it
funny.
Is funny.
It's
both it just looks funny to act to someone's single fry. That's it. Just looks funny.
But yeah, this
it's
thing,
an easy, neat way to take care of business.
I'm surprised this nigga Chaz didn't have some blood sugar was crazy, because that nigga would have, and he would have two boxes.
Yeah, the family size
boxes.
He's eating them big lasagna boxes too.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And he had that favorite juice. We talking about Chaz like he
juice. What juice?
Remember he drank Ocean Spray? I think.
Oh, like the cranberry.
No, we all was on that cranberry. We all was fucking that shit. It went from Hawaiian Punch to cranberry to Simply Lemonade.
Oh yeah.
That was the trajectory of our juice.
When's the
journey?
Last time you had a cereal like that, like a sugary type of cereal, like Captain Crunch or anything? When
you know, I'm more oatmeal man. So it's been a long time since I had cereal.
That sounds so old.
That sounds old.
I've always been an oatmeal nigga.
You know, I'm an oatmeal.
Chaz eating cereal.
When last time you had like a bowl of like that type of cereal?
It was probably last year sometime. I bought some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That shit was slapping too, I know.
Yeah. Oh, it was. I remember one time we went to VidCon.
Mm-hmm.
And partly was sponsored by Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And they were giving out milk and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
I lied. The Gorilla Munch we be eating. Even though I didn't have it this year yet, that should be good.
No, I'm talking about like kids, like the ones we that like that type of cereal.
Real cereal.
real nigga cereal.
Kids can't eat Gorilla Munch.
No, they can, but you know what I mean.
Okay. You funny.
Okay.
General C. Millie.
That sounds like a convenience store.
General C. Millie.
You don't get it? Oh, yeah.
General Captain
Mills.
Crunch, yeah.
No, General Mills. General C. Millie.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. But what does that have to do? Does General Mills make the cereal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it 3 times. He said, okay.
He having a bad trip
he
right
having a bad trip. That's what we're going to talk about real quick.
What are we talking about?
So, Bad Trip came out with Eric Andre, Lil Rel, and Tiffany Haddish.
Shit, funny.
And it's a mixture between like Jackass and real stuff. I would say it's very slapstick funny. It has some very funny parts. It has ridiculous. You know, Eric Andre. He's old.
He didn't even go as ridiculous as he can, but.
I mean, he went. I mean, it was some stuff in there I thought was pretty wild.
I saw the opening scene, and then I think I went to go smoke a blunt. But the opening scene, and I just. No, I know exactly what happened. I turn on the TV. I'm like, all right, let me sit back, relax, and watch this. The opening scene happens where he's at the car dealership
or he's at the car wash.
Sees a girl, whatever. Yeah. And he's like telling the guy, hey, I like that girl. Mm-hmm. I need some Mike holler at her. And then he goes suck the car up. He's cleaning the car. And the shit pulls out his whole thing. And I'm laughing at that.
Yeah.
But then this nigga turns around to get in a car, and all I see is taint and balls.
Oh, yeah, testicles.
And I immediately pause and say, I'm about to go smoke a blunt.
Yeah, it's
I said I'm out.
And it gets worse after that.
I didn't watch anymore, but yeah. I'm sure it was funny though.
Yeah, it definitely was fun. It's one of the movies where
it's like Jackass,
watch.
Right?
It's fun to watch with somebody.
Or Bad Grandpa.
Yeah,
kind of like,
Yeah.
Is this a part of the same shit? Is there like a bad
universe? I think it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't bad.
But I ain't gonna lie, I'm hungry, right?
Right now?
Yes, I'm hungry. Okay. I came on hungry.
Legit.
Okay. But now I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
And it's like my lunchtime.
Yeah.
And all this talking to shrimp got me craving shrimp.
This nigga Cam is 75 years old. This nigga has a stomach schedule. Like Cam act like he
I
got,
know what time of the day it is by my stomach.
When I think about Cam, I think of a man with a steel lunchbox. Because he has a time.
Has a hard hat.
A hard hat.
I had a soft blue knee.
Yeah, the blue knee line. But I ain't mad at you. You know your stomach. You gotta know your stomach.
Well, my stomach, I'm like, oh, it must be round one or two.
What time do you stop eating?
It depends if I partake in some extracurricular activities. That,
okay.
Gotcha.
But
outside of that, like, what's your normal?
I try to eat dinner around like 5 and 6 and be done.
And you eat based off hunger, not because, you know how like when Mike was doing his workout he eats to gain and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm eating right you now. Just, I'm eating this for hunger.
I just never
I'm
think hungry. That's a good I'm ready idea.
To eat. What to eat to
niggas,
gain?
Yeah, like you can't sustain that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, you got to eat so much, and this nigga over here talking about I'm full all day. Like it's just like, man, what are you doing?
I feel like he's been getting skinnier again.
Yeah, it look like he's going back down.
that's what us natural. Weight,
yeah, that's
though.
What us like.
We hold weight. I feel like
if I stop, it's gone. Like I worked out for a year, gained 20 pounds. Stop.
That's great.
I didn't work out for a year, gained 20 pounds.
It's like I'm like bad boy, can't stop, won't stop. If I want to keep it,
that's I'm like funny. Fat boy, can't stop, won't stop eating.
I'd rather be a hard gainer than a hard loser. I think that life's easier.
I think most people would go for that for sure.
Because fat is not attractive.
It's not attractive.
It's considered by the world as not attractive.
Sometimes really skinny is not either.
But and it's not even about
who's really skinny. Unless you're anorexic looking,
yeah, you gotta be like
Mike was pretty skinny.
Yeah, if you're not, you gotta take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, because when I look at fat, it's more so a thing of health now.
Now,
you know, like I feel like
when you look at other people,
other people. Like I'm not looking at people they fat. Like, but it's like, damn, they might not be healthy.
Not healthy.
Even though there are
no such thing as like,
but you think it's unattractive,
bigger, healthy person. Because, like, some people, like, everyone in the family is big.
I don't know. I think, because it's so much.
So, like, you saying, like, fat people shouldn't exist. Not like we should get rid of them, but if you fat, you unhealthy. So, you're saying that shouldn't be a thing.
I believe if we could get that down, yeah, I think we should all be healthy. Yeah, honestly. I think fat is, because it's on you. It's in you. That's why people have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Like, it holds stuff. So, it's like. Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people got to move out of America because the food.
I mean, that's what it is. Because I'm sure, of course, we don't see them, but I'm sure back in the biblical times, whatever, maybe they had some fat, but I feel like a lot of them, they wasn't eating.
Nah, only kings were fat.
If you're
royalty, you ate good. Now we all spoiled.
Yeah.
People still complaining.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing. I think I'm getting to that age now where my metabolism is slowing down, mm-hmm. not to a point where I'm going to be fat, but now. I just don't have a natural six pack. Mm-hmm. I gotta work mm-hmm. out for mm-hmm. it, or my face will start getting fat. Mm-hmm.
That's
where my weight goes to my face or something.
My little brother, he was starting to talk about that now. He was like, man, I went back to the crib and he said, man, my abs are lost. I'm like, you always was naturally a skinny dude. Mm-hmm. And now he said, you went back on, you just haven't been eating right, hasn't been working out.
But your brother, the way he eats.
Oh, yeah, he got
he's terrible. That's what I'm saying.
No, he eats beyond terrible.
Exactly.
Like,
terrible.
He almost reminds me of freshman year. And I still wasn't eating that bad. I'd just be baffled at some of the stuff I see. Like,
he don't know how
every
to cook.
Day.
He don't know how to cook. You know, he just wanted to. He the what's after us? Gen Z. He's one of them niggas.
There's a lot of Gen Z that can cook.
There's a lot that can't. There's a lot that can't.
A lot of our generation who can't either.
They had to learn.
I think,
and they're lonely.
I think it's also a thing between this like thick. There's a fine line between thick and fat. That is, you know what I'm saying. You might be like, oh, she thick, or she might think she thick. But it's like, nah.
But yeah, but she, like, yeah, thick is thick. I mean, I don't think, yeah, there's a fine line, I guess.
It's a line.
But the worrisome is if she thick, what her parents look like? Because is she going to eventually become fat like them?
It's going to happen without proper working
out.
There's
this one girl that comes to mind in my head right now, but yes. she's more of a, like, all the women, her fat ass is like,
yes,
like, beautifully thick, but all of them, that's all her older sisters and her moms and aunt, are big now.
Yeah.
Still got fat asses, but yeah. They're also everything else is
and
she's a trainer.
Okay.
So she may not have that same trajectory she keeps up and she's passionate about fitness.
And I think there are beautiful big people. That's what I'm saying. It's not the attractiveness, you can be attracted, but I just think I'm more so not attracted to unhealthiness. I think that's what it is.
No, you're not attracted to big people, man. I mean, it's just that too.
No, I mean, but that's, I mean,
if you're natural, you're not going after a big person, because it's just not like, you know,
and I know my lifestyle.
You know your lifestyle, yeah. But even before your lifestyle, men aren't typically attracted. No, to just and
that's
big
true.
Women.
That's very true. That's very true.
You want a fit woman.
He said typically. Some. He said typically. Yeah.
My brother's best friends, two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They love it.
That's fine, but that's the aberration. So, the world I'm talking about looks at beauty usually as the Beyoncé's, the, you know, Rihanna's and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the, you fit, you know.
But look,
you got some thick in the right places. But
Rihanna got chunkier and people like it. I like it.
But she's not fat. She ain't fat.
Yeah, but people was starting to say that. Like, she started going back at people and everything. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying too. Like, if she does start getting fatter, people are not gonna find that attractive anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's just what it is.
That's just the world. I mean, it is what it is.
You got skinny nigga privilege. Y'all don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
You can take off your shirt and nobody concerned. Even if you look skinny,
got no chest.
But that ain't nobody looking at that. They just like, oh, he's in shape. You get the benefit of just looking. You thin, but you could be a model. Models are skinny.
I see what you're saying.
Being ugly is different. Yeah, you're ugly, but you're skinny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
okay.
you have the body to do a runway or whatever. Yeah. Mike has as skinny as he get. He got a that type of body to do a runway.
He do a runway, he might blow.
And fuck you.
All right, y'all.
That's the end. One last thing. You having a birthday?
I'm having a birthday.
You having a birthday?
Yes,
it's coming up.
Yeah.
What's up? You gonna tell the people?
Why are you looking at me?
He threw me off.
Yeah, I want a happy birthday.
Tell them what you doing for your birthday.
Have a podcast until
I'm next gonna Monday. Be by the beach in Malibu.
Oh yeah,
hanging with the boys.
I was gonna ask, can we bring some strippers?
No.
I think it's a stripper occasion.
I'm still on a fast. No.
Oh, you're still on a sexual fast?
I'm not going to.
You can bring some shrimp and cinnamon toast crunch.
You can bring some I can't even think of the word. Some shrimpers. Some shrimpers. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Cinnamon toast shrimp.
Chilling by the water. That's pretty much all I want to do.
I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there.
You're going to be there? I'm going to be there. You
can get me with a beach.
Yeah. And then, I am going to have a chef come through and.
Oh, that's.
Chef up.
Brother.
Chef up. You know
what I'm
saying?
Let's do it.
So, that'll be all. So,
you still got to tell me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Gotcha. I was like, what's going on? All right,
I'm
y'all.
For chef guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a good gesture, I guess.
I'll split it with you if you want.
Okay. I ain't going to argue.
Man, like,
he's
damn,
supposed to fight
him back.
To argue. Yeah, he's supposed to be like, nah, I got it. I'll be like, oh, okay, then you're a good friend.
Yeah, but what it is.
So we'll see y'all on either Couch Chronicles or just next week's podcast, because we don't know if we're going to do Couch Chronicles. I don't know if I'm doing
this. This is his birthday. Chronicles. He ain't doing Couch Chronicles.
I ain't going to say that just yet. But
this is his birthday. He ain't doing Couch
Only
Chronicles.
Only because I may be getting the tattoo on Wednesday.
See?
So I might
see?
Not.
Here it
so
come out. The just, truth comes know, out on the podcast.
I don't know. I'm going to see what's up. I don't know. But all right, y'all.
Maybe we do a live for a little bit or something.
We low key, if we had the beach house, that might work.
The beach house,
you got a photo shoot to do.
No, I don't have a photo shoot. You have a photo shoot.
You got
to
do. A photo shoot.
No, I said I'm not taking pictures. You taking pictures?
All right, don't come over by that camera.
No man wants to marry you women. you win.
Shut your sans ass up.
Good callback.
All right, y'all. Tune in next week. Make sure you're still watching Untold Stories of Unknown People. Make sure you're tapping in with that. Black Oak TV. What else we got? Stories, you know, every Wednesday we got the stories coming out. Make sure you tune in to Boss Talk. If you're not a member, go to patreon.com/comedytraphouse. Make sure you rate and review this podcast. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.